கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதியே காடக சாகாயாம் காடகோபனிஷதி அத்தவா கடோபனிஷதி பிரதமாத்யாயே. சிவன் எஸ் ஏ சம்டைம்ஸ் பிரதமோத்யாய. தென் வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? பிரதமோத்யாய இஃப் எஸ் ஏ, ஐ எம் நாட் பிரேக்கிங் இட், இட்ஸ் நாட் அ காம்பவுண்ட் வேர்ட். பிரதம அத்யாய வித்தவுட் மேக்கிங் ஏ காம்பவுண்ட், வென் ஐ சே, ஐ சே பிரதமோத்யாய. மேக் அ காம்பவுண்ட், பிரதம அத்யாய, பிரதம அத்யாய, பிரதமாத்யாய. Got it? You must have asked why I didn't say Prathamodhyaye, why I said Prathamadhyaye. Prathamadhyaye is correct. Okay? Prathamodhyaye should not say. Prathamodhyayaha, correct. But when I say Prathamadhyaye, 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 Prathamadhyaye. Okay. Now, Dvitiyavalli, second section. Let's go quickly to the second section. Let us read from the 11th mantra. Kamasyaptim jagat, kamasyaptim jagatav pratishtham, kratoranyam abhayasya param, கிரோரந்தியம் அபயஸ்ய பாரம் காமஸ்யாப்திம் ஜகதஃ ப்ரதிஷ்டாம் கிரோரந்தியம் அபயஸ்ய பாரம் கிரோரந்தியம் அபயஸ்ய பாரம் ஸ்தோமமஹ துருகாயம் ப்ரதிஷ்டாம் திருஷ்ட்வா த்ருத்யா தீரோ நசிகேதோத்யஸ்ராக்ஷீ தம் துர்தர்ஷம் கூடமனுப்ரவிஷ்டம் குஹாஹிதம் கஹ்வரேஷ்டம் புராணம் அத்யாத்மயோகாதிகமேன தேவம் மத்வா தீரோ ஹர்ஷசோகௌ ஜஹாதி. தந்துர்தர்ஷம் கூடமனு பிரவிஷ்டம் குஹாஹிதம் கஹ்வரேஷ்டம் புராணம் அத்யாத்மயோகாதிகமேன தேவம் மத்வாதீரோ ஹர்ஷசோகௌ ஜஹாதி. ஏதத் ஸ்ருத்வா சம்பரிக்ருஹ்ய மர்த்யஃ ப்ரவ்ருஹ்ய தர்ம்யமனுமேதமாப்ய சமோதத்தே மோதனீயம் ஹி லப்த்வா விவ்ருதம் சத்ம நசிகேத சம்மன்யே. ஏதத் ஸ்ருத்வா சம்பரிக்ருஹ்ய மர்த்யஃ ப்ரவ்ருஹ்ய தர்ம்யமனுமேதமாப்ய ப்ரவ்ருஹ்ய தர்ம்யமனுமேதமாப்ய சமோதத்தே மோதனீயம் ஹி லப்த்வா விவ்ருதம் சத்ம நசிகேத சம்மன்யே. ஏதத் ஸ்ருத்வா சம்பரிக்ருஹ்ய மர்த்யஃ ப்ரவ்ருஹ்ய தர்ம்யமனுமேதமாப்ய சமோதத்தே மோதனீயம் ஹி லப்த்வா விவ்ருதம் சத்ம நசிகேத சம்மன்யே. அந்யத்ர தர்மாத் அந்யத்ரா தர்மாத் அந்யத்ராஸ்மாத்தா க்ருதாத் கிருதா கிருதாத் அந்யத்ர பூதாச்ச பவ்யாச்ச யத்தத் பஷ்யசி தத்வத. அந்யத்ர தர்மாத் அந்யத்ரா தர்மாத் அந்யத்ராஸ்மாத் கிருதா கிருதாத் அந்யத்ர பூதாச்ச பவ்யாச்ச யத்தத் பஷ்யசி தத்வத. So in this 14th mantra, I know we have done one more mantra, I know that. So when Nachiketas asks, Tadvada, please do teach, please only talk about that, which is free from dharma, adharma, which is free from good and bad, right and wrong, and which is free from punyam and papam, the results of our own actions, and which is distinct from all that was before and all that is, which is going to be there also, which is free from all periods of time also. Yet, tat pashyasi, that truth, you know, you are always seeing the truth. You know the truth, so you are seeing the truth. So may you impart that knowledge of the truth. May you say what you are seeing. May you teach me that. It means all Nachiketa seems to be knowing this much of the Atma. Young boy of 9 years old, he already knows this Atma is distinct, free from punya papam, free from kritam akritam, free from right and wrong, free from good and bad. Only he knows this much. We don't even know what Atma. We don't even know that we must ask for Atma Jnanam. And he is asking for the Atma Jnanam, and he is saying already Atma, I know this truth is distinct from all this. What is the truth you teach me? But I do not know what the truth is. That is the question. Okay. Now, we saw that. Next. Now, Lord Yama at last begins his teaching in the 15th mantra. Begins means he gets ready to teach in the 15th mantra. Sarve Veda Yat Padama Mananti. This is the mantra you must have heard me. This is the mantra it's referred to in Mandukya Upanishad class. In the Bhashyam, Shankaracharya refers this. Sarve Veda Yat Padama Mananti. Tapamsi Sarvani Chayadvadanti. Yadichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti. Tatte Padam Sangrahena Bravimi. Om. Ityetate. You can chant this way, okay? Om ityetate. When you break the mantra like this. Sarve Veda Yat Padama Mananti. Tapamsi Sarvani Chayadvadanti. Yadichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti. Tatte Padam Sangrahena Bravimi. Om ityetat. So, tat padam sangrahena bravimi. Bravimi means vadami. So, briefly, collectively, totally and tell you. Sangrahena, sangraha means collection, extraction. So, literal meaning. Sangrahena, because you come across sangraha, you came across so many times in our class. Sangraha means collection, total, extraction, essence. All these meanings are there. But sangrahena, here briefly. Sangrahena bravimi. So I teach, I reveal, I say briefly, tatpadam, that padam. So here, the word of padam, tat padam, that truth. What is it? And how? That is om. Yetat om. I'm going to teach you the truth as om. This om. Yetat om iti tat padam aham bravimi. I teach you that truth as om, which means just as in Mandukya Upanishad, Lord Yama also already is equating om to that Brahma. Tad stands for Brahma, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, and which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is of the nature of infinitude, which is of the nature of fullness, pervasiveness, is implied by the term Brahma and also Atma. And that I'm going to teach you as Om means, like in the Mandukya Upanishad. Of course, Mandukya Upanishad is exclusively for analysis of Omkara. Even here also, Lord Yama equates Om to Brahma, the reality. Om iti bravimi. I am going to teach you the Brahma as Om. Which means, if I teach you what Omkara is, you understand Om and you understood the Brahman. That's the meaning. But he is going to teach differently. You will see that. And what is that Om? Sarve Vedaha Amananti. Yadichantaha Tapamsi Charanti. Being desirous of discovering the truth alone, to become prepared alone, people practice all forms of disciplines. All the Vedas glorify, talk very highly of, reveal this, that truth only. Ultimately, all the Vedas talk about it. And yadichantaha brahmacharyam. And only for understanding the truth, all the Veda Shastra also prescribes disciplines. Yad tapamsi sarvani yad vadanti. So Shastram, Veda Shastram, all the Vedas prescribe also all disciplines only with the intention of helping a person prepare his mind ultimately for discovering the truth. And being desirous of discovering the truth alone, people even are given to the study of the Shastram. So Brahmacharyam Charanti, I told you already, Brahmacharyam Charanti means people are given to study of the Shastram. They take to a life of a brahmachari. They live, they follow this discipline of brahmacharyam. Okay, only if a person is interested in knowing the truth, then a person can follow the discipline of brahmacharyam. Following the discipline of brahmacharyam means what? Okay, literally, it means, you know, following the discipline of celibacy. But here, it's not just that alone. Brahmacharyam Charanti in this context means people follow the discipline of brahmacharyam means people are given to the study of the Shastram. See, with the focused attention, with the total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, knowing the value of jnanam, having moksha as the ultimate goal, without any distraction, the total dispassion towards everything else. If a person is given to the discipline of the study of the Shastram, then we can say that person is given to the discipline of Brahmacharyam. Okay? Doesn't matter whether a person is a Brahmachari, unmarried or married. In this context, the Shastram does not talk about a married or the unmarried person. Okay? In this context, please make note. Yadichantaha Brahmacharyam Charanti. Brahmacharyam Charanti, people follow the discipline of Brahmacharyam. Why? Because they're interested, they're desirous of discovering the truth. Ichantaha Brahmacharyam Charanti. So Brahmacharyam Charanti means people follow the discipline of Brahmacharyam. Following the discipline of Brahmacharyam means strictly being given to the study of the Shastram, involving oneself in Shravanam, Mananam, and Nididhyasanam. Especially Shravanam. Because you have to start with the Shravanam only. And how? With total commitment, the focused attention, with the adequate preparation. Okay, having, knowing the value of Jnanam, having moksha as the ultimate goal. Then we can say, Brahmacharyam Charanti. That absolute reality, that padam, that Brahma, I will teach you. Okay, I'm going to teach you briefly how Om iti etat, that I'm going to teach you the truth as Om. This much you've already seen. Now following mantras, very simple mantras, if you can go quickly actually. Okay. The following mantra, now already he introduced the term Om. So what is Om? So he is going to say, talk about that Om. So when he talks about Om, we have to understand what Om is. Understanding. Om is actually understanding Brahman. But even though he doesn't elaborate on that, he just introduced what is it Om he says. Okay. Yetadhevaksharam Brahma. 16th mantra. So before we enter into the other mantra also, one more thing I want to tell you. Padam. Padam is that which has to be ultimately attained. Yet padaniyam tat padam. That yet gamaniyam tat padam. Shankaracharya says in his commentary, that which has to be ultimately attained. That which has to be ultimately attained in terms of knowledge. After attaining which? In terms of jnanam. Attaining Brahman means knowing Brahman. After discovering which, nothing else needs to be attained. That is Padam. Okay. So I'm going to teach that Padam as Om. Okay. And what is this Om? Okay. In fact, when he says Om, already he equates Om with Brahma, the reality. Shankara Bhagavatpada, when he talks about it, he calls it as a pratikam. Pratikam. Om is a pratikam. Pratikam means a symbol. A symbol, but it's a form, it's not a form symbol. You all know very well what is a form symbol. A symbol having a form, having limbs is said to be pratima. The symbols which we have in our temples, so many symbols we have in our temples, and all those symbols have the limbs, have the forms. The form symbol having limbs is said to be pratima. And a form symbol which does not have limbs, if we go to Lewisham temple, you see Devi this side, and Ganapati you serve. It's all form symbol with limbs, pratima. But only this Arunachaleshwara, he no limbs. So pratikam. Shivalinga, Shivalingam has no limbs, a form symbol, but still no limbs. So the limbless form is a pratima, pratikam. A form with the limbs is a pratik. Form with the limbs is a pratima. Form without limbs is a pratikam. Pratikam, we say. Now, Om happens to be, it's not even a form, it's a sound. Therefore, Om is also pratikam. Om is a sound. So, pratikam. This I discussed with you before in all of the other Upanishads also. So, I'm just teaching as part of this class. So, pratima, pratikam. We know this. So, niravayava murtihi, niravayava murtihi. Now it's a compound word. Let me make it very clear. Avayavani na yasyaha murtehe. Avayavani na avayavani yasyaha murtehe sa murtihi niravayava murtihi. Yasyaha murtehe. Avayavani santi samurtihi savayava murtihi. Sa avayava murtihi savayava murtihi. So savayava murtihi, a form with limbs is pratima. A form without limbs is pratikam. And Om always a pratikam. Because it's a sound symbol. Okay. Now, what is it? Yetadhevaksharam Brahma. Yetadhevaksharam Brahma. Yetadhevaksharam Param. Yetadhevaksharam Gyatva. Yetadhevaksharam Gyatva. Yo yadichyati tasya tat. Yo yadichyati tasya tat. ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం బ్రహ్మ ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం పరం ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం జ్ఞాత్వా యో యదిచ్ఛంతి తస్య తత్. When compared other mantras, much smaller mantra, content also is simple. Yetad hi, yetad hi, eva. How many sandhis are there? You can make out now. Yetad hi, eva, yetad eva. ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం పరం ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం పరం ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం బ్రహ్మ దట్ హా బికమ్స్ ధ. ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం బ్రహ్మ ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం పరం ఏతద్ధేవాక్షరం జ్ఞాత్వా యో యదిచ్ఛతి తస్య తత్. ఓకే, to break it, etad hi eva aksharam brahma. Etad hi eva aksharam brahma. So you all know very well, etad, third person singular pronoun, neuter gender, neuter pronoun is etad, this. Etad, this, aksharam. Etad hi eva aksharam, he indeed etadhi eva, this alone, this indeed is what aksharam brahma. Aksharam Brahma, I need not translate, having taught so many Upanishads, we all know Aksharam Brahma. See, the word Aksharam has two meanings. Na Ksharati iti Aksharam. Na Ksharati iti Nakshatram. The star is also to be Nakshatram because it is imperishable. Aksharam, that which is imperishable reality, is also aksharam. But here, aksharam here means syllable. Aksharam means letter. Aksharam, any alphabetic letter also is called aksharam only. So here aksharam, he does not aksharam. Yetad hi eva aksharam brahma. This syllable is brahma. This syllable is indeed Brahma. This syllable means what? This Om. This single syllable word Om, consisting of the sounds, is Om. Consisting of three sounds, consisting of four matras, is Om. Etadhi eva aksharam Brahma. So, this syllable is Om. This syllable is Brahma. Om is Brahma. Beautiful equation he presents. Which means, Om and Brahman are not two different things. Yesterday, my Mandukya class, I explained this only. How Om is Brahma. And, yetadhi eva aksharam param. Yetadhyeva aksharam param. Yetadhi eva aksharam param. This aksharam, this syllable, this single syllable Om of four components is what? Param. This Om is Param. Param means what? Param here means absolute, attributeless reality. So Param, when you say pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma. So it is Param means absolute. This is absolute reality, Brahma. So here the word Param and Aparam are used. So Param stands for attributeless reality. Nirgunam Brahma. This indeed is Nirgunam Brahma, the absolute attributeless reality. This Om is attributeless reality, which is Nirgunam Brahma. Yetadhi eva aksharam jnatva. Yetadhi eva aksharam jnatva. Yaha yad ichyati tasya tad. Okay. Yetadhi eva aksharam jnatva. So the word jnatva. Okay. Let me make it very clear. Jnanam means knowledge. Jnanam also means meditation in some contexts. Similarly, Vidya means knowledge, primary meaning. In some contexts, the word Vidya is also used in the sense of Upasanam, meditation. So here, Jnatva means, in this context, not having known. Jnatva here means having meditated upon this Om. This, having meditated upon this Om, this single syllable Om. How can I meditate upon Om? By understanding it. It is possible to simply meditate upon the sound Om, then it becomes Saguna Upasanam. It becomes a symbol for Sagunam Brahma Ishvara. If we anchor into the meaning of the word Om, then with the help of the teacher, we understand the meaning of this Om, anchor into the meaning of the word Om. Then we meditate upon the meaning of the word Om, then it becomes Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. We can take this Om stands for both Sagunam Brahma. It also stands for Nirgunam Brahma. That is not said here. We are going, that is implied here. This Om is both Sagunam, stands for Sagunam Brahma. Om stands for Nirgunam Brahma also. So, yetadhi eva aksharam param. Param here is Brahma, the absolute reality, attributeless reality. And this Om also is what? Sagunam Brahma, aparam Brahma. That is implied here. It's not said, it's implied. This Om is Nirgunam Brahma. This Om is Sagunam Brahma also. The Om is param. This single syllable Om is aparam also. Param and aparam. Nirgunam and Sagunam Brahma. What is Sagunam Brahma? The reality manifest as the world. That be reality having all attributes is Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. The reality without attributes is what? Nirgunam Brahma. So reality with attributes is said to be Ishwaraha. So this Sagunam, this Om alone is Ishwara. Om alone is the very Swarupam of Ishwara, Nirgunam Brahma. And yetadhi eva aksharam jnatva, having meditated upon this aksharam, this Om, this syllable Om, yaha yad ichyati. Yad ichyati. Yaha, whoever, ichyati, likes, desires, yad, whatever, whoever desires to accomplish, whoever desires to accomplish whatever, whoever likes whatever, tasya tate, that benefit a person has. The person who meditates upon has that, whoever desires whatever. So when a person is practicing meditation upon Om as Sagunam Brahma, as Ishvara, he meditates upon having an om as a symbol. He meditates upon the sound. It contributes for acquiring punyam, that a person can go to heaven, Brahmaloka. He can attain krama mukti there. The person dwells upon the very nature of the reality, analyzing the meaning of the word om, then this person can attain sadyo mukti here in this world itself. He can attain jivan mukti, sadyo mukti here itself. He can attain jnanam. So, omkara, saguna omkara upasanam, taking omkara as sagunam brahma, a person can go to higher lokas, attain jnanam there, thereby he can attain krama mukti. The person who practices meditation upon om as nirgunam brahma, he can attain jnanam here itself, thereby he can attain krama mukti, he can attain sadyo mukti, otherwise said to be jivan mukti. So yada ichchati, if a, who, whatever a person desires. Yaha ichchati, whoever desires, whatever the meditator desires, whether he desires krama mukti, whether he wants to go to Brahmaloka, and he can meditate upon om as sagunam brahma, he can attain that benefit. Tad tasya tat, that happens, that end becomes accomplished for him. Yaha yada ichchati. So the person, whoever desires sadhya muktihi, jivan muktihi, wants freedom right now in this here itself, who aspires for jnanam and who meditates upon om as nirgunam brahma, knowing the meaning of omkaraha, he attains that, he, that end, sadhya muktihi, the immediate moksha, moksha while living, jivan mukti, becomes accomplished for that person. So both krama mukti is also possible, sadhya mukti is also possible. For accomplishing moksha, either as krama mukti or as sadhya mukti, as jivan mukti, a person can use omkaraha, which is nothing but brahma, which stands for absolute nirgunam brahma, which also stands for sagunam brahma. This is the content, very simple. We don't need to take much time. So, mantra does not say that. Don't ask me, how did you say this meaning? It's not my own story. All this I'm just saying based on Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary. Okay? Even though the mantra says it's only aksharam brahma, Shankara Bhagavatpada adds in his commentary, this syllable, om, should be taken as an alambanam, a pratikam, a symbol for both sagunam brahma and nirgunam brahma. I know you all know this very much, very well. But I'm not repeating. This comes as part of the Katha Upanishad, so better know this. Second line is the proof. Yaha yad ichyati. If the mantra taught only of Param Brahma, then mantra did not have said yaha yad ichyati. Whoever desires whatever end, and that end becomes accomplished for him. Whoever desires whatever end, whatever, that end becomes accomplished for him. Tasya tad bhavati. What does it mean? If mantra imped only Param Brahma, only Nirgunam Brahma, then it would not have said what? It would have said only the person accomplishes moksha, sadhya muktihi. That's what mantra must have said. But mantra says, yaha yadichyati tasitad bhavati. Whoever desires whatever, that becomes accomplished for him. Tasitad bhavati. That becomes achieved for him. So Shankaracharya says it stands for both. Okay. Simple. Next mantra, we go to, quickly we go to next mantra. Okay. How, in his commentary, one more thing he wants to tell you. Shankaracharya uses these two words. Jnatavyam, praptavyam. Jnatavyam, praptavyam. Jnatavyam, he means that which has to be gained. That which has to be known is jnatavyam. That is, that which has to be gained is praptavyam. If a person meditates upon Om as Sirgunam Brahma, then he attains Brahman in terms of knowledge. So he attains Brahma. Attaining Brahman is in terms of knowledge. The person meditates upon Om as Sirgunam Brahma, he attains heavenly life, enjoys heavenly life, he attains Krama Mukti. Okay, next mantra. Yetadalambanam Sreshtam. The simple mantra, so it does not take much time for this. Yetadalambanam Sreshtam. Okay. See, the doubt may come here. This Nachiketas was very clear what he was asking for. He only wanted jnanam. He only wanted mokshaha. Why should he simply repeat? Why should he simply drag the teaching? He's directly teaching what is Nirgunam Brahma. Why should he talk about Sagunam Brahma in between? Isn't it? Yaha yadichati tad. Hey, Nachiketas mokshameva ichati. Nachiketaha moksham ichchati. Nachiketaha jnanam ichchati. Nachiketaha nirguna brahma jnanam ichchati. It's very clear. He only teach, but why should he talk about yaha yadichati tad sahatasi tad bhavati? Because Lord Yama is, as a great teacher, is also includes in his mind manda madhyama adhikarinaha. There are always students who are not adequately prepared, adequately sharp, who are not adequately prepared for this jnanam. They also have to attain jnanam. So, keeping in mind, manda madhyama adhikaris, the mediocre students, keeping in mind those who are not yet ready for this teaching, that they also should enjoy the benefit of the teaching. To enable such people also to attain the jnanam, to prepare themselves for attainment of jnanam. So Lord Yama teaches, talks about Saguna Brahma Upasanam also, even though Nachiketas was not interested in it. He already very clearly he rejected all the enjoyment of heavenly pleasures in Kama Mukti, etc. Still, Lord Yama teaches because he includes this teaching which is given to Nachiketas should also reach other people. Others also should benefit from the same teaching. At the same time, others, some of them may not be prepared for this teaching. So for them also, upasana is this prescribed. Okay. Now he says, yetadalambanam sreshtam, yetadalambanam param, yetadalambanam jnatva, brahmaloke mahiyate, yetadalambanam param, sorry, yetadalambanam sreshtam, yetadalambanagum sreshtam, yetadalambanam param, yetadalambanam jnatva, brahmaloke mahiyate. So yetadu alambanam. In the previously Shankara Upadha mentioned as pratikam. Here he says Upanishad Ushasattam alambanam. Alambanam is a support. Yetadu alambanam. Sreshtam. Sreshtam means what? The best. Yetat Sreshtam Alambanam. Yetat Alambanam Sreshtam. To put it properly, Sreshtam Alambanam. Sreshtam is an adjective describing the Alambanam. Kidrasham Alambanam Etad. Which sort of symbol, the supportive symbol is it? It's the best supportive symbol. Sreshtam. Etad Alambanam Param. Etad Alambanam Param. Okay. Etad Alambanam Param. So, here the word Param should be taken as both Param and Aparam. And this best symbol, the supportive symbol is Brahma. Param means Brahma. Brahma means what? The Brahman, the Param Brahma, Aparam Brahma. The supportive symbol, this Om, this syllable Om is supportive symbol of both Param Brahma and Aparam Brahma. Nirguna Chaitanyam, Nirgunam Brahma as well as Sugunam Brahma. Okay. And Yetad Jnatva. So Jnatva. Yetad Alambanam Param. You have to include the word Aparam also. Yetad Alambanam Jnatva. Jnatva. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives two meanings for this. He says text is as both Param and Aparam. Mantra mentions only Param, but Shankara Bhagavatpada says it should be taken as Aparam also. Meaning this stands for both, supportive symbol of both Param Brahma and Aparam Brahma. Yetad Jnatva. So Jnatva means what? Having known, take it as having meditated upon also. Yetati Jnatva, taking this Om, this best supportive symbol as Aparam Brahma, as Sagunam Brahma, as Aparam Brahma, and meditating upon that Om as Sagunam Brahma, the person what? Brahma Loke Mahiyate. He becomes a celebrity. He becomes celebrity. He becomes great. He becomes adorable in Brahmaloka. What does it mean? He becomes celebrity. He becomes adorable. He becomes great in Brahmaloka. He definitely go to Brahmaloka. How does he go? By which path? That's not necessary. If a person strictly, the focused attention, aspiring for Krama Mukti, with a desire to go to Brahmaloka, I want to go to Brahmaloka, there's such a desire is there. A person is very focused, and if a person takes his Omkara as Sagunam Brahma, and if he simply meditates upon the sound Om as Sagunam Brahma, then meditating upon Sagunam Brahma, definitely the person will go to Brahmaloka. There he enjoys, he becomes great in Brahmaloka. Means what? He will go to Brahmaloka, and once a person goes to Brahmaloka, definitely he will attain Krama Mukti also. Unless he rejects Krama Mukti, he can come back. Definitely going all the way there, the person will attain Krama Mukti. There also the person attains Krama Mukti only after attaining the Jnanam. Instead of attaining Jnanam here, person can go there and attain Jnanam. Is the one meaning. Shankaracharya says, and the person who understands the meaning of this word Omkara, who dwells upon, who enquires into the meaning of this word Om, who analyzes this Omkara, who understands the meaning of the word Omkara, thereby meditating upon this Om as Nirgunam Brahma, taking this Om as Nirgunam Brahma itself, dwelling upon the nature of reality which arises it through the analysis of Om. Meditate knowing the absolute reality through the analysis of Omkaraha and contemplating upon that reality, the person enjoys what? The world of absolute reality. means the person attains kramamukti, tadyomukti. Brahmaloke mahiyate. The first, the Brahmalokaha can be taken as the Brahmaloka, higher loka, which to reach which a person has to travel after the death. With the punyam, he has earned as a result of practicing meditation upon Sagunam Brahma. But next meaning is what? Brahmaloke mahiyate means he rejoices in the vision of Brahma. Brahmaloke mahi, Brahmalokaha should be taken as the Brahman itself. Second meaning is what? The person rejoices, revels in the world of Brahma, discovering this Brahman reality as one's own self. Brahmaloke mahiyate. Brahmalokaha stands for Parambrahma. Brahmaloka stands for Aparambrahma. Is it clear? Both meanings should be taken. This is the explanation of the previous one. Yaha yadichati tasya tadbhavati. Whoever desires whichever end, that end becomes accomplished for him. That meaning is further explained here. So, jnatva. So, having discovered the truth, As meaning of the word Om, analyzing the Omkaraha, when going to the meaning of Omkaraha, then dwelling upon the truth, Om as the truth, Brahma, Sargunam Brahma, the person revels in the world of absolute reality. Means what is no world? The vision of absolute reality, Nirgunam Brahma. Which means he attains Jivan Mukti. The person attains Sadhyam Mukti. Otherwise, meditating upon Om as Sagunam Brahman, going to Brahma Loka, the person becomes adorable, the person becomes great, celebrity in Brahma Loka. That way he attains Kama Mukti in due course of time. Now following mantra onwards, the actual teaching of the Upanishad begins from here. Katho Upanishad Adhyapanam begins from this 18th mantra only, actually speaking. Whole of first section and the 17th mantra of second section until now, certain simple verses were taught. 18th mantra onwards until the end of this section, Vidyavali, we are going to have chaste verses. All these verses discuss only the nature of the reality. Atma Swarupa Pratipadakaha Shlokaha. These are the mantras which reveal, which present the nature of the reality Brahma, which means they reveal the nature of, the essential nature of every individual. So we can take it as all these verses reveal the essential nature of one's own self. When I say essential nature of the individual, means essential nature of one's own self. Okay. And here you can find out, when you say Bhagavad Gita is present the essence of the Upanishads. All the Upanishads are cows and Bhagavad Gita is like, you know, like the milk extracted from the cows of Upanishads. Sarvaha gavaha Upanishadaha gavaha dogdha gopanandanaha dugdham gita amritam mahate. Oh, Bhagavad Gita is the milk extracted from the cows of Upanishads. We know all this. Now we can understand the fact. Why? The verses from Kathopanishad, mantras of Kathopanishad have been literally taken to Bhagavad Gita. Lifted, literally lifted. With this very slight changes. When you read this, it will say, oh, Bhagavad Gita verses are here in the Upanishad. That's what you will think. Because we already read Bhagavad Gita verses. Upanishad reading now. We may think that way. Really speaking, Bhagavad Gita verses are not here. Upanishad verses have gone to Bhagavad Gita. Understand? Okay. And the meter changes. Najayate mriyate va vipaschite ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೋವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. 18th ಮಂತ್ರ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ನಿರ್ಗುಣ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ. ನಿರ್ಗುಣ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ದಿಸ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಲೆಸ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಆರ್ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತ್ ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣಃ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಕೀಪ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್ ಆಫ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಕಠೋಪನಿಷತ್. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್. ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್, ಹೌ ಶುಡ್ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್? ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್. ಯು ನಾಟ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಇಟ್. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರೇಕಿಂಗ್, ಓಕೆ? ಯು ಸೇ ಪುರಾಣೋ, ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್. ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತ್ ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತ್ ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣಃ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ? ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ನಿರ್ಗುಣಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ? ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಲೆಸ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಅಪ್ಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್? What is the essential nature of one's own self? What is the essential nature of every individual, every being here? What is every being essentially? What is the nature of the reality, the truth of the whole? The truth is that na jayate. Na mriyate. ನ ಅಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಬಭೂವ ನ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿತ್ ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ನ ಅಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿತ್ ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಅಜಃ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತ ಅಜಃ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತ ಅಯಂ ಪುರಾಣ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಶರೀರೇ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ಓಕೆ, ಹಿಯರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತ್. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತ್. ಸೊ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್, ಟೇಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಐಎಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ನ ಐಎಂ. ಸೊ ಐಎಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಮ್ಯಾಸ್ಕುಲೈನ್ ಜೆಂಡರ್ ಪ್ರೋನೌನ್. I am means this. Why? Because vipaschit is the masculine gender word. Therefore, I am vipaschit. So vipaschit means what? Visheshena paschiti iti vipaschit. The person of clear vision is vipaschit. The person of discriminative knowledge. The person of discriminative understanding. The person of discriminative knowledge is vipaschit. The person of vision is vipaschit. Okay, vipaschit, literal meaning. So again, vipaschit means also omniscient, all-knowing. But in this context, the word vipaschit does not mean any human being. Any great jnani is also said to be vipaschit. A wise person is vipaschit. The person of discriminative knowledge also said to be vipaschit. But here, this word vipaschit means omni, the being of omniscience. The reality which is the source of all knowledge is said to be vipaschit. Who is here? Atma is vipaschit here. Here the word, not the human being who has the vision of the Atma, is said to be vipaschit. In the Shastram, please make a note, a jnani who has the vision of the Atma is also said to be vipaschit. But here this word vipaschit implies the very surup of the Atma. Atma, Brahma. So the all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, which alone, as the truth of the world, is said to be Brahma, that reality is what now? Here, the source of omniscience. Vipaschit means source of omniscience. The source of all knowledge. Therefore, we can say omniscient. And this Atma, the source of all knowledge, na jayate. Na jayate is not born. Is not born means what? Does not have a beginning. Does not come into existence. Does not originate. Na jayate. Does not originate. Does not come into existence. Is not born means this Atma, the source of all knowledge, omniscience, has no beginning. Has no beginning. Now, because you're not new students, you're all old students already, you know very well. What is implied by the term Atma is this abstract, formless consciousness. Now you can understand, the time itself is objective knowledge. Time is a factor which comes along with the world, along with the, it disappears along with the world. When there's manifestation of knowledge or self-existence, is manifestation of knowledge of existence of the world. When the knowledge of the existence of the world, only then there is knowledge of the existence of time also. When there is no knowledge of the existence of one's own self, when there is no knowledge of the existence of the world, there is no knowledge of the existence of time also. But time comes and goes along with the world. Time comes and goes along with the world. So time is part of the objective world. Whereas your Atma, the surupam of the subject, the truth of the entire universe, obtaining as the truth of the knower, is what? Is free from time limitation. It's not subject to time because it is always there. The time is, Atma is. The time is not there also, Atma is. Therefore, what? Why? It has no beginning. It doesn't originate. It is not born. Na jayate. Na mriyate. Va mriyate. Or, it is not born, does not die also. Does not, na mriyate. Does not die means what? It is not subject to death, which means it has no end. So, na jayate implies beginninglessness, na mriyate implies endlessness. There's no creation of Atma, there's no destruction of Atma. There's no beginning of Atma, there's no end of Atma. So, na mriyate. It is that because already we said, anything which comes which is a beginning, has an end. That's why we say that is time bound. Atma being timeless, Atma being your truth of time, is beginningless, endless, changeless. It doesn't originate, it doesn't die. So Atma is immortal. Atma is eternal. So na jayate na mriyate implies what? Eternity being the nature of the Atma, immortality being the nature of Atma, also changelessness also. That which comes into existence and has to undergo change to come into existence. Again, to disappear, it has to go through change. Whereas being unborn, okay, not being subject to death, not having beginning, not having end, Atma is of the nature, Atma is eternal, Atma is immortal, Atma is timeless. Okay, all these Swarupa must come into your mind. Na mriyate, na jayate, na mriyate. Okay. So, na babhuva. Oh, Atma is not born now. Maybe Atma was born sometime before. Not now. Sometime it must have come into existence. No. Atma is not born now means Atma has no origination at all. Atma has no beginning at all. Atma is the reality which is always there. Vana babhuva means no. It did not originate, it did not come into existence even sometime before. It never came into existence. Not only does not come into existence, now Atma never originated, Atma never came into existence. Means Atma has been there beginninglessly, absolutely eternally Atma is. Atma is absolutely eternal. But listening to all this as what? Not as an object, Atma, Atma, Atma. Slowly we have to say, I was not born at all. I do not die at all. Okay. That must become the vision. That's the purpose of studying. Now let us understand here. So na babhuva. So babhuva is the past perfect tense of bhavati. Na babhuva means it had not originated before also. Means it never had the origination. Never had the beginning. Absolutely beginningless. Eternal. Okay. Kutaschit. Okay. Nababhuva. So, kutaschit. Kutaha means from where. Kutaha, the word kutaha is a question word. Indeclinable question word, which means, kutaha means from where. Kutaha also means why. Why and from where. But here take it as from where. And kutaha chit, when you say, no, okay, kutaschit, na babhuva. Atma has not originate, Atma has no origination at all means, then how can we talk about it originating from somewhere, something? So Atma had not originated from anything. Kutaschit, na babhuva. Atma had not originated from anything. Because Atma had not originated at all. Never originates. Kutaschit na babhuva. And such Atma, again, first this verb is given. Okay, Atma is not subject to this act of being born. Subject to the act of dying. Atma has no origination at all from anywhere, from anything. Why? Because Atma is Ajaha. I am Ajaha. I am Ajaha. This is a goat. Literal mean. But not I am Ajaha goat. Okay. This is not a goat. This is unborn. Nityaha. Nityaha. Eternal. Timeless. Nityam. Astishtati iti nityaha. Okay, that which remains always is eternal. So we can take immortal, shashvataha, shashvataha, permanent, shashvataha, permanent. Permanent means what? There's no change whatsoever. There's no growth. There's no decay. There's no progression or regression. There's no growth or decay. Shashvataha, permanent, free from any type of change in terms of decay, etc. Shashvataha, permanent. Puranaha. So, Shankara Bhagavad Pada use Puranaha literally means what? Puranavaha. So, beginninglessly ancient, but ever fresh without a change. Changelessly fresh. Beginninglessly ancient, changelessly fresh is Puranaha. Again, it implies what? It is free from any change in terms of growth. Is free from any change in terms of decay. It is free from any form of change in terms of growth. So Puranaha, so Shashvataha, free from decay. Puranaha, free from growth. So there's neither growth nor there's decay. Puranaha, Shashvataha. And the reality implied with such Atma is what? Na hanyate. So, hanyate literally means is destroyed. Na hanyate is not destroyed. But here already the word twice it is said. Na mriyate, nityaha, shashvataha. So many words have been used to mean Atma is being free from death. Therefore, hanyate is, Shankaracharya comments upon it as affliction. Okay, hanyate means Atma is not hurt, wounded, afflicted, tormented, harassed. Na hanyate, Atma is not harassed, tormented, tortured, or afflicted by anything. Na hanyate, sharire hanyamane, when the body is tortured, when the body is afflicted, the body is tormented, the body is harassed, okay, in fact, body is afflicted. Atma is not at all afflicted. Atma is untainted. Atma is really, Atma cannot be touched, tainted. Okay. Atma remains unafflicted when the body is afflicted. Naha, sharire hanyamane, when the body is being afflicted, then Atma is not afflicted, Atma is not tortured, troubled, disturbed, wounded. Okay. So here, why the pronoun I am is used? This. I am means this. Why? Because I am means you have to understand that tad means that, I am means this. So when you not knowing the reality, looking at the world as something to be different from you, because you as ignorant individual, how to look at the world? That universe, this universe. We use third person, isn't it? This universe. And the truth, when you look at the reality as the reality of the whole universe, that reality, tad brahma, that truth of the entire cosmos, which is here as the nearest self. Therefore, the pronoun I am is used. I am is this. That reality of the universe obtaining as this self. This self means as the truth of this individual, as the truth of I, as the truth of I. Is it to be what is meant by this pronoun, I am. That reality, obtaining as the nearest self, as the truth of this individual, truth of this I, aham, the Atma is what? Implied with him, Atma is not born, has no beginning, no end, subject to death, not subject to any change. But always, what do we say here? I am a mortal. I was born. I am going to die. I was born. Okay. I was born from my mother's womb. And then, you know, this is the, I'm not permanent in this world. I'm afflicted by everything. All these we have these notions. Okay, all these notions we have about Atma are what now? Erroneous notions. So we, all of our notions are based on our experiences, isn't it? Based on our experiences. Experiences are correct. So based on our experiences, whatever notions we have also are correct. The problem is, the experiences of the problems are real. Not real means, are of course are there, not absolutely real. The experiences of the problems are there. We can't deny it because we are experiencing. But the problem is, we are all the experienced problems are superimposed upon I. When the body is born, we say, I was born. When the body dies, we say, I die. Body's birth is taken to be the birth of I. Body's death is taken to be the death of I, my death. Body's death is taken to be my birth, my death. Body's death, birth taken to be my birth. Body's origination is taken to be my origination. Body comes from another mother's womb. So we take, I came from mother's womb. This is because we have very strong identity with the body. We have very strong essence in the body. And this essence in the body, having essence in the body, Dehatma Buddhihi. Dehe Atma Buddhihi, Dehatma Buddhihi. Dehatma Buddhihi meant what? Dehe Aham Buddhihi, Dehatma Buddhihi. We have very strong essence in the physical body. We have very strong identity with the body. We take this physical body, which we always use, we do say, my body. Sometimes we do say, my body, my back is aching, my foot is aching, my head is, we do say that. But still, in spite of saying these expressions, my body, but we also take this body as the very meaning of I. We say, my body, we all sometimes, you know, my back is aching, my foot is aching. We do say this, but still we have very strong identity with the body. Mistake the body as the meaning of the word I, the first person singular pronoun I, which is just the manifestation of knowledge, this knowledge of self-existence. The knowledge is a thought. Okay, knowledge is just a thought which comes and goes. That I is manifestation of knowledge. The source of that manifestation is the pure consciousness. But what do we take? That I sense obtaining in the form of a thought is inseparable because it happens in the mind. The mind is non-distinguishable from the body. There's a inseparable proximity between the body and the mind. Much happens in the mind. Therefore, there's a very strong identity with the body, the mind, and with the identity, because identity with the mind, the identity with the sense organs, because of the identity with the sense organs, the identity with the body also. Why? There is inseparable proximity, inseparable closeness. That is why, and there is also ignorance. Ignorance of what this I is. We do not know what I is. We are not able to distinguish I from non-I. Other than this first person singular pronoun I, which is substantive, okay? Which expresses a substantive. First person singular pronoun I. It is part of the individual. It's ahankara, which is part of the many components of an individual being. It's distinct. It's distinct, not distant. Distinct. And we are not able to distinguish this I sense from the rest of the aspects which constitute the individual. We take everything as meaning of the word I. And we do have to use this I sense. When we refer to ourselves, of course, we use this pronoun I only. And this is this first person singular pronoun I alone has to be used to refer to ourselves. To every individual has to use this. And being inseparable from one's body, mind, and complex, ordained by part of the karma phalam, a very strong identity, I have mistaken that, complete not knowing what this essence is. We must distinguish it, and we should, from everything, cognitively, intellectually, have to distinguish this essence from the rest of the aspects which constitute the individual. And if you understand what this essence is, it comes and goes. It is when it is there, it is waking state. It is not that it is deep sleep state. Where does it come from? Where does it go? Distinguish it, then you will definitely stumble upon consciousness only. When the essence resolves, what is pure consciousness, formless, abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, implied by the term pure knowledge. Therefore, aham jnanam. Aham, that formless abstract reality, which alone is there when the essence is not there, and which is of the nature of knowing, alone is the reality implied by the term atma. That reality is not, that reality is distinct from this body, mind, and complex. It is not distant. It pervades this entire body, mind, and complex. And it is not limited by the peripheries of this body, mind, and complex. That reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is all pervasive, in and through. Just as space is inside the pot, outside the pot. If this pot is in the space, similarly, this body, mind, and complex exists in all pervasive consciousness. All pervasive consciousness, all pervasive abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, which is of the nature of knowledge, is there. So it pervades everything, pervades the entire body, mind, and complex also. Only in the mind that consciousness becomes manifest. But this manifestation, the highest form of manifestation is what? Manifestation of knowledge of one's own self. I am. Knowledge of self-existence. The knowledge of existence of the world. This knowledge comes and goes. When it is there, knowledge is manifest. When it is not there, knowledge is not manifest. The knowledge is manifest, we call it jnanam. When the reality is not manifest, we call it ignorance. So ignorance is nothing but reality when there is no manifestation of reality. Knowledge is nothing but manifestation of reality. And reality itself is implied by the term jnanam, knowledge, because it is of the nature of knowing. Very pure knowledge, swarupa jnanam. And it is as all pervasive truth of the whole, it is implied the term Brahma, that tad, the same reality obtaining as the essential nature of an individual, which is arrived as the truth of I, is implied by the term Atma. And that Atma, which is the swarupam, in which alone I sense should be resolved, which is the source of the essence, is what? Najayate namriyate. Is it clear? Najayate namriyate. Na kutaschit na babhuva. I am ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha. Sharire hanyamane na hanyate. This mantra is over. And hereafter, the interesting verses. All the verses, until the end of the second section, all the verses are important verses. You'll be very happy to know All these, most of the verses you find here, you find them already in Bhagavad Gita. You want to know the meanings, you can go back to Bhagavad Gita, read the meaning explanations of those verses, you understood the meaning of these mantras also. Okay, now, until the end of the second section, which is the 25th mantra, there are 25 mantras here. Now you are only here at the 19th mantra. So you can calculate all these mantras are beautiful, important mantras of Kathopanishad, which discuss the chase nature of the reality, abstract nature of the reality. Okay, so I'll stop here now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.